You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 335. Here is our predictions podcast for Notre Dame versus Duke. We'll give our score predictions and how we think that each team is going to attack each other, and maybe some other predictions along the way. Randall's joining me over Skype. And so, Randall, let's jump right in. Before we jump right in, Brian Kelly had a press conference on Thursday. And what were some, do you want to mention some of the highlights from the press conference?
Well, one of the questions he was asked is if he pays any attention to when he's mentioned in Twitter feeds or in social media, and he said absolutely not. He's pretty sure he knows how the fans feel, he doesn't even want to look at it. But he made the comment that, you know, the fans should be upset or should be talking about stuff, because if they wouldn't be, they would be some of the softest fans out there. And so, you know, he said to him, you know, it's a sign that we're serious, that the fans are serious about Notre Dame football. They're worried, they want to win, and he understands that. So
I'm glad he didn't try to push down the fans or make them feel insignificant by saying, you know, the fans don't understand what's going on. Or I'm glad he just acknowledged that the fans do care and that, you know, it does matter. In a way.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess there's no changes on the depth chart. Tavon Coney will still start at the Will linebacker position, but Greer Martini will also see the field.
And I think you mentioned that he would mostly come in on third downs. Martini's the third down guy. So.
And then was there an update on Nick Watkins?
They mentioned Nick Watkins. He said they're going to hopefully can find out if he'll be able to play or not in the next 2 weeks. And basically, if it 2 weeks he's not ready to play, they'll probably just take
medical redshirt
for the year. But they still got to make that decision. There is some progress, but they don't know if it's enough for him to get out on the field this year. And he actually mentioned Justin Brent in the press conference. So. He's still alive. He just said he's struggling. He's recovering from his foot surgery, and he's not ready to play football at this point.
All right, so we can watch him have a breakout season in the spring then, possibly.
Yeah.
All right, as far as Duke and Notre Dame, I expect Notre Dame to get back on track with the ground game. Last week, I thought DeShone Kizer would have to have a really big game to come away with the win, and even though he did put up some big numbers, it still wasn't quite enough. I think this week it's going to be about the ground game. Randall had mentioned that they are down one defensive end, one starting defensive end, and that'll just help along the way too, but I think this is when Notre Dame gets focused back to offensively, back to getting the ground game going. I think they'll have some big plays. I think they're going to score a lot of points on Duke. And I think the passing game, although probably two of their best players are definitely in the backfield on defense, but I think they'll have some success in the passing game. And I want to say one thing. I'm not buying all the hype about Chase Claypool. I think he'll probably make a big impact in another year or two, but I don't expect to see him catch, you know, three balls per game from here on out. I don't even expect him to have 20 catches by the end of the season.
Here's something that it might change your mind, but did you know in his one reception that he had last week, he was actually lined up as a tight end?
I didn't, but I think that's a good move. I guess if they move him to tight end, I would change that prediction. I could see him maybe come up with 20 catches.
But he is making big plays, even on special teams. I'm not going to say he's going to have 20 catches, but I think he will definitely see more playing time.
And I look at him a lot like I did EQ. you kind of heard about practice that, you know, this is an athletic kid, a good kid that can make a difference. And I think the same about Chase. I think he's going to be a good, really good player, but I just don't expect a lot out of him as a freshman.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. There is a lot of hype, and Brian Kelly said he will get more playing time, or they have to. I think he said they're going to try to find a role. They need to find a role for him. That could be a little bit of an issue because there are a lot of playmakers on this team.
And on the Duke side of the ball, they're going to attack Notre Dame often and early, taking the shots, probably some trick plays. I do expect them to have some success, but not enough to win the game. This is kind of a Kyle prediction, if you want to call it that. I do expect Notre Dame to come away with a big win, covering the spread. Although I do believe they'll give up 24 points to Duke. I think they'll score 50.
I like it. Well, the 50 at least. I do not like the 24. I think for Notre Dame, I think you're right. They'll definitely have to get the running game going. They'll look completely different from what they did last week. And I think we'll actually see some long runs for touchdowns in this game. And we'll, I also think we'll see Dexter Williams. I think we'll see all three running backs in this game. And they'll each end up with a touchdown. So... And that'll open up the passing game a little bit, and they'll still be able. I think Notre Dame will just be able to do what they want to on offense, and hopefully they can get that confidence and score some points early in the game, build their confidence going into some of these other games later this year. And as far as Duke, you know, they are down Dominic McDonald, the defensive end, but they haven't done too bad getting pressure on the quarterback, but with the running game, it'll kind of change their approach to the game, and so they'll struggle with that. But then on offense, they're going to pass the ball a lot, and I do think they'll get a couple long passes in. And even though I do expect the secondary to look better than they did last week, I think Cole Luke is going to have a much better game. I think he's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. But I expect Duke to score 17 and Notre Dame to score 41.
And even when Notre Dame gives up some big passing plays, I mean, there are going to be growing pains, and I'd rather see growing pains against a team like Duke that I'm pretty confident that we can put away than I am against Michigan State, where everybody needs to be playing at a high level to come away with the win. So even if there's big plays given up by Notre Dame's defense, I'm just looking at those as growing pains that I am happy to get out of the way with, as long as they are growing pains as far as we're getting better.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have our score predictions in from Tony or Kyle, but you can give your score predictions in for a chance to win a pound of coffee from Main Street Coffee House. Check out their website, mainstreetroasters.com. It truly is a beautiful website, and you can order coffee online, or you can stop in at their store. It's locally roasted in Napanee, Indiana, which is about 30 minutes south of South Bend, and 30 to 40 minutes south of South Bend, and you can stop in there for a fresh cup of coffee or some fresh coffee beans. So tweet out your score predictions. We will be tweeting out a reminder asking for your score predictions. And the rest is up to you. Randall, anything else before we close up this podcast?
Not really. I think this is just going to be one of those games, kind of like Nevada was. Everybody will kind of calm down a little bit after this win. And hopefully we'll get back to 500.
All right. Hey, there is some exciting news for Notre Dame fans in the NFL. Randall wrote an article about Notre Dame in the NFL over on IrishSportsTalk.net, one of the more recent articles, just taking a look at what Notre Dame players are doing this season, week by week, in the NFL. So go ahead and check that out, and we do typically tweet those out as well. In fact, Randall, we should maybe just make that part of a segment of our one of our episodes so that you can kind of give, maybe not hitting all the players, but hitting some of the highlights. I think we need to do that here coming up this next week.
Yeah, I should. The one player that obviously everybody's watching is Will Fuller, and I'm going to check right now. I haven't looked. They're currently playing New England. And Will Fuller had his first two starts, he had 100 plus yards, and only three receivers have done that. And if he gets 100 yards in this game, he will be the first receiver to ever start his career with 300 yard games,
which is absolutely unbelievable. Even the first two games having 100 yard games is unbelievable. I am happy to say I do have him drafted in my fantasy. I think it's my fantasy keeper league, and I'm definitely going to be retaining him for the next few years, hopefully the next 10 years.
Yeah, I do have him in one of my leagues, and the problem is I didn't always start him first couple weeks because...
Hey, after the first week, I started him. I didn't start him the first week either, but after week one, yeah. So, okay, anything else, Randall, from Notre Dame's players in the NFL?
Not really here. I got it right here. Will Fuller, right now he has 31 yards. They still have the fourth quarter to play. So I guess we'll see how many long catches he gets. He hasn't had long of 18 tonight, and he's usually been getting at least one that's, you know, 30 to 50 yards. So,
all right. Hope we can pick one up yet before the game ends. All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, share it with your friends, retweet it, and leave us a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.